So Victor Harbour Traders could really use our patronage at the moment as Stage 4 of Main Street works are underway and include road closures at Albert and Ocean Streets. The footpaths, though, are still open. Mayor Moira Jenkins has joined me to discuss this and where the project is up to.
It's a tough time. Winter always is a really tough time for trading, and this just makes it even more difficult for them because, of course, visitors, and we are in the school holidays at the moment, see all the construction and don't drive up Ocean Street and avoid it. So it has made it really tough for our traders, but we're trying to support them as much as we can. But I would just shout out to anyone that's listening, please support our local businesses and continue shopping in the Main Street precinct. The businesses really need your support and they're all open.
It is a wonderful whale season at the moment, so you could really pair it with that, I suppose, doing a bit of sightseeing.
Absolutely. What I'd suggest to people is to park in our McKinley Street car park, which is behind the anchorage, and then wander down Ocean Street through the shops, grab yourself a hot chocolate or a hot coffee, and then make your way down onto the causeway and have a look at Granite Island and explore down there. So, use the wonderful time to wander down. And after this interview today, I'm going in myself, grab myself a hot coffee, and then to take the dogs to the beach. So there's lots to do in Victor Harbour.
As well as encouraging us to get on down there, is there anything the council's doing to support these traders at the moment?
Council are doing a lot to support the traders. Their plight, if I could put it that way, has been very much in our minds. And although the streetscaping improvements can have great long-term benefits for businesses, we do know that it's going to be very challenging for traders while these construction works are underway. So we've been working with them for many, many months to offer support where possible, and to ensure that traders are provided with regular project updates. So if there's any issues, we can address them straight away. So you might notice new temporary street art. There's paintings of flowers on the pavement in Ocean Street. This was designed and painted by a local artist, Chad Spencer. And that's to encourage people to go down and have a look at the art that's on the street and, you know, brighten up the street. There's also additional wayfinding signage located throughout the precinct. We're also planning a business revitalisation grant scheme, which will support businesses during this time to thrive through grants that we are giving them. We've put signage placed around the Main Street precinct to help pedestrians and motorists navigate their way around. And there's a number of express 15-minute car parks have been established just outside all of the construction areas to enable public to undertake quick pickups, drop off to Main Street businesses. So we're doing a lot, and we're working with Business Victor Harbour and the Main Street traders to try and help them as much as we can during this time.
Mayor of Victor Harbour, Moira Jenkins, is with us. So let's talk a little bit more about those works. It's Stage 4. Quite a lot has gone on over the past few years. Now we've got Albert Street and Ocean Streets. What exactly is happening at the moment?
Well, Stage 4 is actually seeing the revitalisation of that southern end of Ocean Street and Albert Place. So we're going to see wider footpaths, increased alfresco dining opportunities, more public seating. There will be public art. There'll be a lot more street trees and garden beds. So it's really making that area of Ocean Street and around Albert Street, Albert Place, a much more pedestrian-friendly place so that people can get out, they can have outdoor dining. It's just going to be beautiful. And it will stimulate business growth and it will boost the visitor economy within Victor Harbour and the whole Southern Fleurieu region. Importantly, this project will connect the town centre's southern gateway and tourism hub because of the significant state-renowned and iconic tourist attractions of Granite Island, the horse-drawn tram, regional festivals and spaces around Warland Reserve. So it's really connecting that area, which is very, very well known, with the street itself and with Ocean Street. So we're really happy to have secured $3.3 million through the South Australian Government's local government infrastructure program to help with the delivery of that project. And as well as things happening on top of the street that I just described, there's a lot of work going on underneath the ground as well with improved stormwater, improved electricity. All of that underground infrastructure that people don't necessarily see is all being improved. So it's going to be a lovely, lovely area when it's finished, and we're hoping that it's going to be finished in December.
Just in time for summer.
Absolutely.
Great. Is there going to be another stage after stage four, or is that it?
No, we are looking at stage five. Whether or not we do stage five next year or we actually space that out a little bit. And stage five will be the Coral Street, the end of Coral Street where the town hall is and Grosvenor Gardens. So as you know, last year we did the eastern end of Coral Street. Stage five is the western end of Coral Street, but that's still very much in development mode, and depending on budgets and what we can do, it'll be spaced out.
Wonderful. Well, I really appreciate your time today, Mayor Maura Jenkins. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. And just another shout out to the businesses who are doing it tough, and also to the community, to please support local businesses during this time. We really do need it. And look, it's going to look fabulous when it's all finished.